You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon your options. I'm Pablo Torre, and I love being here, Tony. PTI is really the only show I will drop everything in my life to do.
Tony Kornheiser, really? Weren't you just on Around the Horn? Weren't you?
I mean, I wore a tie for this show. I was tieless on that show.
I understand that. I understand you did that.
You
I mean, you called
dress.
For wardrobe. I get that, but don't make it seem like you scheduled your whole day around us if you got Around the Horn prior to us.
I mean
it's not that I don't love you. I love you.
This tie again.
Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. Wilbon is out today, so I'm pleased to welcome back the big brain behind the Pablo Torre Finds Out podcast, Mr. Pablo Torre. You should have brought the people from Around the Horn to cheer, and we begin today with the news that Caitlin Clark will leave Iowa after this season and enter the WNBA draft. Clark scored 33 points last night against Minnesota to pass Lynette Woodard as the leading scorer in women's major college basketball history. Pablo, if you were in Clark's shoes, would you have been tempted to stay in college for a fifth COVID year, given all the NIL money out there?
Yes, tempted is the right word, Tony, but I believe that, and I guess I should say, if you've been sleeping through college sports economics class, we are in this state where suddenly a college player can make so much more via NIL than the number one overall pick would make in the WNBA draft. You make less than $80,000 in salary in the WNBA. Of course, the marketing money in college is now available to you, and so you can make so much more on just that level. But the reason I believe that Caitlin Clark is doing this and why I am tempted to make the same call is because I'm assuming she's a rational actor here. I'm assuming she did the analysis which showed that her marketing money in college might transfer over to her professional life. And if that is the case, what else is there really to do for her in college basketball? It's so much fun to watch her there, the showmanship. But I feel like we all know what she is. The next challenge with her health feels like the next actual story that I'd want to cover.
This is interesting, and I appreciate what you're saying. I had a slightly different reaction. I was surprised to learn about this just a while ago, that she was going to go pro. And I was surprised because in the games that I watch, particularly in the games when she is in Iowa, she seems so buoyant and so joyful being out there in front of those people. It feels like a family dinner of sorts. And so I thought if she had the opportunity, given that she didn't need the money, if she had the opportunity to stay, maybe she would stay. And then I thought, well, maybe the WNBA would say to her, well, if you want, we'll put a franchise in Des Moines. We will move an existing franchise or we'll create a new franchise. And you laugh, but at your age, you would not know this. When Bill Walton was at UCLA, the ABA at that time offered to put a franchise in his hometown of San Diego and stock it with UCLA players. Now, I am also told that the number one pick in the WNBA draft is owned by Indiana this year. Indiana is contiguous, is it not? To Iowa, it is the Midwest. Maybe that comfort level would still be there. The other part of this that I thought about, she's a star player. Maybe she wants to play with stars all the time, with the best players out there. Maybe she's ready for that. You called her a rational actor in this. Maybe she said, you know what, this is my time to go and do it on this level too.
I do believe that the WNBA is getting a star unlike anyone else they've had in my memory when it comes to out-of-the-box immediate audience, Tony. And so I just wonder, right, the reason she's getting all of this money and marketing money primarily, I presume, because of Iowa boosters. If you're what they don't have in Indiana right now are really Indiana Fever boosters. You will have Caitlin Clark marketing endorsers. And that's the big step that I hope that everybody in the NBA economy is ready to take. But the next step for
I think we would both agree on this. We would both agree that she's not doing this for money. We don't think this is for money because there is money out there now that would carry over another year, right? Okay.
Yes, I believe it's a familiar story in that she wants to go pro in the way that everybody else we've seen come through college wants to. It's the next great challenge in her actual life as an athlete. Mm-hmm. But I want to move on, Tony, here to the college football playoff. We're talking about college sports and money. This is the biggest story, all right? So major college administrators are discussing expanding it from 12 this coming season to 14 as of the 2026 season. And the SEC and the Big Ten are both guaranteed 3 slots apiece. That's guaranteed. And the ACC and the Big 12 each are guaranteed 2. A maximum of 3 slots will be saved for the at-large bids. And so does this design here, Tony, does it feel like the best thing for college football?
Okay, my position has been made clear on this show. I don't like 14. I think 14 is absurd. I think we'll be playing college football all the way to the Super Bowl. That's my professional opinion. But if you ask me as a fan, and then you say to me that the Big Ten and the SEC are guaranteed 6 spots and might get as many as 9 spots in this playoffs, I would tell you that's a good start. And it's a good start because they're by far the best conferences. I don't know why the ACC should get 2. I don't know why the Big 12 should get 2. If you take the teams that are in the ACC and Big 12 starting this year and go back 1 year, only Florida State would have qualified. You would have got 2 4-loss teams in Oklahoma State, Kansas State. Pablo, if I want to watch a 4-loss team, if you tell me LSU and USC have 4 losses, I'd rather watch them.
Yeah, I guess my takeaway from this whole story is just to tell all these conference commissioners that you're not slick. We know what you're doing, right? You're trying to get as many auto bids as possible because the automatic bid means money for the conference. And so the funny subplot here, Tony, of course, is that the Big Ten and the SEC are the power two. They are the biggest and the best by far. Everybody else fighting for scraps. And these scraps are pretty significant right now. 2 bids. Your point is well taken. Go back a year. You're talking about, do you want Louisville in this playoff field? Do you want, as you said, Arizona, Oklahoma State? The answer is no. I don't think this is good for the college football fan. I think it's a strategy to line the pockets of the college football administrators. And it's kind of obvious once you see it through that lens.
Just don't tell me there's going to be an outpouring of support to put small schools in there, like this past season, James Madison and Liberty. Please spare me this, because you saw what happened to them when they had bowl games. I don't want open enrollment in the playoffs, Pablo. I want the best teams. I want the best teams.
I would like that, too. Yeah.
Let's turn to spring training. Yoshinobu Yamamoto made his spring training debut yesterday for the Dodgers against defending world champion Texas Rangers. Yamamoto threw 2 scoreless innings, gave up 1 hit, struck out 3, and 16 of his 19 pitches. He only needed 19 were strikes. Pablo, is it too soon for the Dodgers to get excited?
Man, it's funny we're talking about money this much. I start with money with this question. The guy signed a 12-year, $325 million contract, Tony. That is the richest contract a pitcher has ever signed in baseball history. So the question you're really asking me is, if you spend $325 million on a car and you drive it for 5 minutes, how good does that feel? So far, pretty darn good. I don't know anything about this man. I don't know anything about him. I'm looking at his statistics and I'm thinking to myself, okay, typically 1.5 walks per 9 innings. He's a control guy. He's talented, great. But, you know, you earn the big bucks when the games matter. So far, it's just a nice joyride.
Yeah, I mean, the question of, is it okay to get excited? I mean, the Dodgers have been excited since Ohtani. I mean, that's the excitement. There's 2 divisions now in baseball. There's the Dodgers over here. There's everybody else over there. I mean, the most exciting thing that happened in the offseason in the hot stove was Ohtani. I'm trying to think the second. Was second Soto going to the Yankees or was it Yamamoto? Yeah. I would tell you it's Yamamoto because of the mystery factor. There's no mystery with Soto or Ohtani. We have seen them. This guy is a myth. This guy is a legend. We don't know anything. He could have 2 heads. We don't know anything about
him.
So people say that he has the control of Greg Maddux and the curveball of Sandy Koufax. You know what, Pablo? By May, we'll know. We're going to watch him. Mm-hmm. We're going to know. There's never been a Japanese pitcher yet who's had a great career. They've had moments and seasons, not a great career in the major leagues. Maybe he's the guy. Maybe he's the guy. Let's take a break.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Ohtani's the only other comparison, Tony. That's why the Dodgers are excited. They might have the 2 best pitchers to have imported from Japan on the same team at the same time. You're right.
Let's take a break. Coming up, Joel Embiid wants to play again later this season. Should the Sixers let him? We're going to ask Brian Windhorst.
We'll also ask him how opponents are feeling about this reworked Golden State Warriors team.
You know, good for Caitlin Clark. But again, I did not expect this. I didn't. But it's got to be of her heart, right? She wants to play against the best players.
Yes.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Let's dip back into the NBA with our great friend, ESPN senior NBA writer, Brian Windhorst. Let's start with this, Brian. You covered LeBron James ever since he was a kid in high school. In fact, people probably don't know this. You went to the same high school as LeBron James, though graduated a few years before. What did you think when you saw what he did last night?
That I've literally been watching him do that for decades, because it's been happening for decades. It was actually reminiscent. You may think I'm making a joke here, but I was actually reminiscent of his state championship game when he was 15 years old, when one of his teammates made seven threes. Shout out to Drew Joyce, who made seven threes in that game. 7 for 7, I might add, in the 2000 state championship game, Division III, Ohio. He has done this throughout his career, whether it was Damon Jones spreading the floor, Danielle Marshall spreading the floor, whether it was Shane Battier, Norris Cole, Kyle Korver, other guys in this Lakers run. I could go on and on. When you're in trouble and you've got LeBron James on your team, you go to spread pick and roll, spread out the floor, and let it fly. And what you had in this game was LeBron making his threes. And it is the 16th time in his career that he has outscored his opposition by himself just in the fourth quarter. And I'm telling you, without doing the research, having lived through all of that, I'll bet you a lot of them have looked just like this, where he's made a bunch of threes. Okay, maybe not this many. Maybe this was a little bit more than before. But they've gone to it, and everybody who's ever been at one of those games, and there's been dozens, has always thought it was awesome. But it is something that seems like it happens every year or so. And it happened last night, and the Clippers got the downside.
Ryan, another thing that keeps happening, another thing you keep chronicling as a reporter of the NBA, of course, is all these head coaches complaining about officiating. And earlier this week, Monty Williams of the Detroit Pistons became the latest coach to voice his displeasure, to air those grievances. So what do you think the league really feels right now about the state of officials?
Well, I haven't seen a fine come across my email yet on Monty Williams. So what do you think the league is saying by not doing that? I am a staunch defender of officials. My father was a referee. I believe that the referees are far and away the best in the world. If you don't believe me, wait till the Olympics this summer and prepare to be shocked. You watch it in college. But this is a bad year for officials. And there's a couple of different reasons for it. We've had a talent drain in the NBA over the last few years. Guys retiring, guys getting promoted, guys losing their jobs because of Twitter. The NBA lost one of its best officials because of Twitter within the last year. And frankly, the guys who have come in have not been as strong. And not only are we seeing calls that are being missed. And by the way, these are calls being missed by veterans. The other night, that was a veteran crew chief who missed that call 3 feet from the play at Madison Square Garden. It's not just the newbies, but there's a lot of young, inexperienced officials who seem to have a short fuse. Players are getting ejected. Coaches are getting ejected for no reason in the first quarter of games. the league is definitely feeling a drain on their experience and talent level at referee. They are working on it, but it is not going well. And I think everybody on all sides would admit that.
Yeah. All right. I want to turn to another veteran, another Twitter power user, Joel Embiid, Brian. Joel is saying that he will return to the Sixers no matter where they are in the standings. And so Daryl Morey, the president of the Sixers, how do you think he's going to approach that decision?
He's going to approach it like he's going to try to get this season out of Joel Embiid. I believe you are the 76ers Scribner there, Mr. Torrey.
Yes, a prophet.
Daryl Morey has said that if you have a 5% chance of winning a championship, you go all in for it. And when you have Joel Embiid and he's healthy, you have a chance. And I think that, you know, he's got to look good. We've got to get to April and he's got to be moving around and looking good. I'll tell you what. Even if they fall out of the playoffs or and they have to go into the play-in, are the Sixers scared of the Cleveland Cavaliers with Joel Embiid? They are not. They just beat them twice with Joel Embiid. Nope. Are they scared of playing the Bucks? That would be an interesting series. Are they scared of playing the Knicks with Joel Embiid? They are not. The series with the Celtics would be brutally and difficult. It went 7 games last year. The Celtics are better. That would be hard. But if you have an opportunity that you can, you know, make a deep run, Daryl Morey's belief is you do it. And Joel Embiid sounded like he was on the exact same page today.
All right, we will get you out of here on this, and we will shift to the Warriors. They have produced wins lately. They've produced news as well. Steve Kerr agreed to an extension. Chris Paul now back from injury. Klay Thompson now coming off the bench. Andrew Wiggins away for personal reasons. Haven't mentioned Draymond Green, but he's taking credit for the resurrection of the team, obviously. What are opposing teams thinking about the Warriors right now?
So they have been playing really good basketball recently. They've won 6 consecutive road games. That is very impressive. And they're doing that, guys, because their defense has rebounded. And Draymond is right. That's a big part of it for him. Steph Curry has been in a miserable slump the last 3-4 games. And they've won the games. That is really a good sign. And one of the reasons is because since Klay Thompson went to the bench, he's been really, really good. He's scored over 20 points in 3 of the 5 games. They're 4-1 since he did that. Moving Pajemski into the starting lineup has helped the ball move. They move the ball better than they ever have. I'm serious. Moving Kuminga in the starting lineup has jacked up their interior scoring. They still are a very sensitive team. They're in 10th place. So before we talk about whether they can make some sort of run, they have to get into the playoffs. I'll say the same thing about the Lakers. The Lakers are in 9th. Let's get into the playoffs, and then we'll talk about making a run in them. But their schedule is favorable, and when they get everybody back, they should have depth and a lot of different ways to go. Now, they don't play big. Steve Kerr is leaning into playing small, and I think they're susceptible to some of these teams in the West that play super big, Minnesota, Denver, etc. But they are on the right track, and quite frankly, you get them into a playoff series with their experience and Steph Curry, they will be dangerous.
Thank you, as always, Brian. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian.
Take care, guys.
Let's take one last break. Still to come, should Commander's owner, I hate that Commander, it's such a terrible nickname. Should Commander's owner Josh Harris be sitting in on the team's quarterback meetings at the Combine? Well, he owns them.
And Chet takes on Wemby for the 3rd time this season. And Josh Harris, by the way, also owns the Sixers. Bring it all full circle here as the Scrivener, as Brian has.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy time, people. Happy 24th birthday, Tyrese Halliburton. The Pacers point guard leads the NBA in assists, 11.6 assists a game. He's scoring 21.4 points per game, and he was an all-star this year, the second time for him. 2 years ago, Indiana traded Domantas Sabonis to Sacramento to get Haliburton and Buddy Hield, who's now in Philadelphia. That was a big trade. Sabonis has been great in Sacramento. He leads the NBA in triple-doubles with 21. Sacramento's a playoff team with Sabonis. Indiana looks like a playoff team this year with Haliburton. Haliburton was the 12th overall pick in 2020 out of Iowa State and third in Rookie of the Year votes behind LaMelo Ball and Anthony Edwards.
That trade for Sabonis with the Kings is one of those rare NBA transactions where both sides are super happy with the outcome. I will simply point this out. Tyrese Haliburton, not a playoff team in our fantasy football league. I'm in a league with him, Tony. He's terrible. Really good point guard. Really terrible at fantasy football.
Happy anniversary, Gordie Howe. This is posthumous, but on this day 44 years ago, while playing for the Hartford Whalers, Howe scored his 800th NHL goal. He was 51 at the time. He played 80 games that season. All these years later, only Wayne Gretzky and Alexander Ovechkin have more NHL goals than Howe's 801. Now, it's probably true that if Gretzky played until he was 51, he'd have 2,000 goals. But Howe also had 174 goals in the WHA. If you add them to his NHL total, that's 975. Gretzky had 46 WHA goals. Add them to his 894 in the NHL, that's 940. That's 35 behind Howe. You play this game if you want to make the case Howe is greater than Gretzky, which actually nobody does.
The math you just gave me has my head spinning a little bit. I'll just simply point out this. The Gordie Howe hat trick, an assist, a goal, and a fight. Famous in hockey lore. He's apparently only done it two times, though, Gordie Howe. He's a peacemaker, maybe more than we realize.
Happy trails to the Phillies' Dollar Hot Dog Night. The club has officially ended the annual promotion after 27 years. At last year's event on April 11th, some unruly fans began throwing hot dogs at each other in the stands, Philadelphia, isn't it? With some Franks ending up on the field, leading to multiple ejections. The Phillies say there were other issues, including clogged concourses in front of the concession stands, but that the food fight was, quote, a little bit of a tipping point, unquote. The promotion will be replaced by a two-for-one hot dog night. That's two hot dogs for $5. They jacked that up, didn't they?
Papaya King. Oh, I just have a Papaya King take. Papaya King offered me a recession special growing up in the city, Tony. Two hot dogs, 16-ounce papaya, $3.95. So if you can beat the Papaya King recession special, I'm interested. Until then, it's all too expensive for my taste. Please proceed.
One error. Iowa is apparently not contiguous to Indiana. I'm told Illinois is in between. Wilbon would have killed but I'm an English major. I'm an I-95 guy. That's why I said it. We're running out of show. We go to the big finish. Luka Doncic, 30 points, 16 assists, 11 rebounds on his 25th birthday. Do you like his MVP chances?
I do. Every single year. He's like a top five contender for MVP. Kyle Filipowski, Tony, went 9 points, 10 rebounds, 6 assists. Duke beat Louisville last night. Are you impressed?
I don't care about the numbers. I care that he was out there. He was well enough to be out there. That's a very good sign for him and obviously for Duke. Shohei Ohtani announced that he's married. Really, your thoughts?
The most private athlete in modern history is microdosing information to us. This is on Instagram. I am intrigued and mystified by this gentleman. Commander's owner Josh Harris has been sitting in on the team's quarterback interviews. Is that okay by you?
He paid $6.2 billion for the team. He's got a right to do that. The problem in Washington will be they'll say, oh, is he like Dan Snyder? Is he going to try and influence the draft? Do we want that? Last one, Chet versus Wemby tonight. Are you intrigued, Pablo?
I am. In every way, physiologically, statistically, these two guys are the future in ways that are horrifying even to me, a 38-year-old.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. And I'm Tony Kornheiser.
And I'm Pablo Torre. Thank you for watching. Pablo Torre Finds Out is my show. But for now, your sports center.
Once again, we have this bad sign, and you have the good sign.
That
this
URL
is
accurate.
Quality.
But it's true. It's still true.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.